The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking cause over condition. And what I find so much is that we oftentimes, as a society, more of the, you know, the allopathic thought process is that when we see a symptom, we try to trace that symptom back to a disease process, right? Like we see a symptom and we're like, oh, what's the condition that lies with that? There's a different system. What's the condition that lies, that's causing that? But the problem is that if we have all of these very different or unique symptoms and they don't go back to a necessary diagnosis, like a condition diagnosis, then, you know, the standard treatment is, says, we don't know what to do. Right? Like if you don't have a specific diagnosis, they don't know how to treat it. They just fall into this, freeze where we're like, what do we do with this? And you're like, I don't know how to diagnose this. So if I don't have a diagnosis, I don't know how to treat it. But still with all of those, what I see more than anything is that there is a root cause to all of those. Let me give you just a couple specific examples. One of those examples would be, I had a colleague who reached out to me recently. And she was concerned because her thyroid antibodies, her TPO, and TPO, you know, we're not going to dive down deep into that today, but TPO is just thyroid peroxidase antibodies. They're a type of thyroid antibody. So when she had reached out, she was concerned because normal for these antibodies would be like 30 to 35 or less, and hers was 400. Which typically the it's just sign of like Graves or Hashimoto's. And she's like, I feel terrible. And I was like, okay, well, let's figure out why, you know, because most of those people, if you have, for example, specifically Hashimoto's thyroiditis, if and when you get diagnosed with that, very much the solution to that is let's just watch. And you're like, but it's really high. And you're like, but why? You're like, I don't know. So just that aspect of there is a reason why. And so the first thing I asked her, I said, how's your stress? Because there is a very big link between gut and thyroid and adrenals and thyroid. And your adrenals from a cortisol marker, right? Like stress hormone, very much. And she's in a very stressful environment. She had a lot of really, really heavy life things that happened and, you know, husband changing jobs and, you know, just a ton of stuff that she feels like she's managing well and her body is telling her inevitably otherwise. So I think just like that aspect of like, but why? If your TPO antibodies are supposed to be below 35 and yours are 400, why? And you're like, we could treat it as Graves' disease or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but there's still a reason why. And those are ones where I want to give you some more specific examples about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and why we're very successful with that. Now, no, one of the really important things is that we don't necessarily treat Graves' disease or Hashimoto's or, but when we get down to cellularly, more of the nutritional component, the healing component, cellularly, how the body is functioning, that is where we see people really start to strive the most. So before we break down that, let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, some birth control users go years without a period. Is it safe? Now, this is very interesting because I feel as if this very much goes along with the cause over condition, especially when we talk about hormonal birth control. So what we've normalized as a society, especially with birth control, just blows my mind. And we'll kind of go through this a little bit more. This is actually an interview that was held with a health expert, Dr. Kavita Nanda. She is a OBGYN and clinical researcher for North Carolina-based human development nonprofit, FHI 360. So, and has spent over 25 years studying continuous use of birth control and other forms of contraception. We do not see eye to eye on this. So I'll kind of talk you through, because as an interview style, it's kind of broken up into pieces. So when you look at, you know, they say don't like having your period, hormonal birth control can be used for more than just preventing pregnancy. It's also a popular way to go months or even years without a period. Continuous use birth control involves taking hormone pills without what's called the placebo week, or using another method such as an implant, ring, or injections without a break. This method can end the regular bleeding associated with periods, as well as cramps, migraines, and other symptoms of menstruation. So they interviewed this woman and asked her a couple questions. One of the first questions they asked is, you know, what is continuous use and how does it differ? And so we kind of talked about the standard way to take combined contraceptive is cyclically, every day for 3 weeks, and then you have a break in the hormones for a week. You either don't take a pill or you take a placebo for a week, so you have what's called a withdrawal bleeding. The lining of the uterus shreds, and that's what people call a, quote, period. That's not, quote, it is literally what it is. Although it's just a hormone-free withdrawal bleed. But when we talk about continuous use, you don't take any breaks. So the uterine lining stays thick and intact, and this means that users can go weeks, months, or even a longer period without a, quote, period. Gosh, that's maddening. Fun fact, when I was in college, they had this. It was like Yaz or Yasmin. Now, albeit, like, I, full transparency, like, I was taking that. I had a bunch of friends who were taking it, and it was the best because you only had a period every 3 to 4 months. I can't remember what it was. And I'll never forget, you know, and looking back on it now as like an adult who does this, you know, when I was young and in college and I was making college choices and eating like I was in college and drinking like I was in college and, you know, just the lifestyle choices like I was in college, it was not making, that was part of that season of my life, if you will. And now looking back on it as, you know, going through like just my doctorate and more advanced nutrition, you're like, I'll never forget they had a period, like a commercial for it, for this Yaz or Yasmin. And it said, who said you're supposed to have a period every month? And I remember thinking like, God did. That's why he has women have standard cycles. That's why you can choose any woman and you have a standard cycle length, albeit it might vary, but 28 days is very much what a cycle should be, because that is the hormonal fluctuation of a woman in childbearing age. Like, that is normal. That is what you are supposed to have. And so basically they're like, well, it's just withdrawals. And you're like, no, goodness gracious. Okay, let's continue on. Here's where it gets me to. That they said there's no medical reason to have a period or withdrawal bleeding when you're on hormonal contraceptives, as long as you don't have any contraindications, like a medical conditions for that birth control, you don't have counterindications for continuous use of the pill. She said historically, before contraceptives, women didn't necessarily bleed all the time. Why? She said, because a lot of the times they either sent being pregnant or breastfeeding. Those are the times in which she said women didn't have a normal menstrual cycle because they were pregnant, of course. That's not synthetic hormones. Or breastfeeding, of course, because that's not synthetic hormones. Those are literally what happens with your body when you are pregnant or breastfeeding. She said, in those conditions, there's no monthly bleeding, often for months. So now if you're pregnant, if you're not pregnant or breastfeeding, you're not on hormonal contraceptives, you don't have to have a monthly period. Right? I'm just like, oh my gosh. That's like saying, I don't want to change my oil every month. And it's like, no worries. You don't really need to change your oil. You haven't been driving your car for the last year and a half. And it was like, but what if I am driving my car for the last year and a half? And they're like, oh, well, when you're not driving your car, you don't have to change the oil. So when you're driving your car, you don't have to change the oil. And you're like, those are two very different scenarios. And that's literally what this is. When they're like, oh, when you're pregnant or nursing, you don't. And you're like, no, no, absolutely not. So they asked, how does continuous use affect fertility after stopping? And she again said, there's no evidence that long-term use of hormonal contraceptives, whether it be combined, continuous, or cyclical, causes infertility. Except for the Depo-Provera, which that injection doesn't necessarily cause infertility, but it may take longer for fertility to return. And I'm pretty sure they just came out more recently about a cancer for Depo-Provera, by the way. Oh, and it's just recent for that. So all the other things that they're likely taking now, like, oh, Yaz and Yasmin, the one I told you that you'd go 3 or 4 months without a cycle. Oh, yeah, that one caused blood clots so often that it caused strokes so often in women who didn't smoke, although smoking just increases your risk of those blood clots, stroke, and death. They took that off the market. Why? Death, strokes, paralysis. And you're like, but who says you need to have a period every month? And you're like, there's a reason why hormones are unbalanced, that you're not having a period every month, or you have a period that's going the entire time, right? You've had a continuous cycle. So they go on to ask, why were placebo pills invented if there's no harm in skipping them? And she said, basically, when combined oral contraceptive pills were developed in the 1950s, the now standard 21 days of active pills followed by the 7-day hormone-free intervals was not based on medical necessity, but rather on cultural and strategic reasoning. They said at that time, there was a widely held belief that menstruating every 28 days was a sign of normal female reproductive function. It is. It literally is. When you go to any OB or like an OBGYN or your GYN, they'll say, what's your standard average cycle? And anywhere, I believe it's like 25 to 32 or 33 days is considered a normal cycle. And you know what? If it's less than that, guess what's considered? Abnormal. If it's longer than that, guess what it's considered? Abnormal. There is such thing as a normal and an abnormal reproductive function. This whole thing in general, I'm just like, it blows me away. She said it's really just personal preference, right? Your menstrual cycle, just your personal preference. You have a monthly cycle, personal preference. It's not, though. When you look at, when we ovulate, when you look at like the luteal cycle and how the hormones function, all of those, there is very much a reason why. And here's another perfect example, right? When you talk about cause over condition. When you talk about cause over condition, we had a patient who had come into the office and she had had a very, very long menstrual cycle. So standard days can be like 4 to 7 days. I think if you have a day or some days behind, still consider normal. But she was like continuous and then would have a very short break and a continuous. And she did not want to take hormone replacement therapies. That's what oral contraceptive pills are. And the first thing they said is it's probably PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Because of polycystic ovarian syndrome, you could have no periods, you could have delayed periods, you could have a very long period, right? So it's all just very much changing. And here's what's so interesting is that the first thing that this doctor said is we should put you on metformin. Let's talk about what metformin does. Metformin is for balancing blood sugar. Why? Because we know abnormal or uncontrolled blood sugar can cause cysts, when those cysts can change your cycle. It can also change hormonally, right? So you're like, well, did anyone talk to her about that, about her nutrition or her diet? No. The first thing they wanted to do was put her on a pharmaceutical. But that's not the root cause of the problem, right? And so there's a reason why. Why was, you know, abnormal cycles? Here's this. Did anyone want to evaluate the fact that I was eating like a friggin' trash can, cheesy gordita crunch, fifth meal, cafeteria food, basement beer kind of lifestyle? Like, no. They're just like, oh, here's some hormones to replace the ones so that they override yours. And, you know, best of luck on that stroke of yours that you might have. Yeah, but no one even told me that. No one even told me that. No one warned about the black box warning that came along with it when they prescribed it to me. And so it just gets down. Like, I had a patient who had come in this past week with RA and finger pain. I want to talk about that. We had another person who came in talking about SI joint dysfunction, right? I want to talk about that. When we talk about sacroiliac, she had sciatic, and here's the things that they've done. And you're like, but who is actually looking at root cause? And, you know, so many times with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we talk about getting down to root cause, but I never really break down in explaining why. And that's what we'll talk about next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. I had to giggle a little bit because sometimes when people ask me for my husband's phone number, his is a 317 number, and so is the office. And so sometimes I accidentally give his phone number out for the office and I give the office out for his phone number. So I had to make sure I wasn't giving everyone my husband's cell phone number. Today we're talking about cause over condition. Now what that means is that inevitably when we go through a symptom or a diagnosis or a health challenge, if you will, there's typically a point where I can't help but always look and think, but why? And I've shared this before and I'll always share it again, is that my inner four-year-old, has served me well as a holistic or wellness provider for that specific reason. And you're like, but why? You know, it's like, well, here's a great example, rheumatoid arthritis, but why? And you're like, well, what do you mean? Like, rheumatoid arthritis is where your immune system is attacking, you know, its joints. It can attack other things. But like, yeah, it's just, that's rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune. And you're like, but why? Why? Why does that person have an autoimmune? Why do other people not? Why? Like, what's the cause of it? And I feel like that's something that we really only ask in certain diagnosis, certain conditions that we get diagnosed with. Cancer, for example, right? Why? Why did we get that cancer? Well, they were a smoker, so they got lung cancer. You know, why? They had a heart attack. Why? You know, so I think that that kind of, you know, but why? There's typically a cause. So I mean, I was doing a consult with a patient, and he's been a patient now for, gosh, almost 10 years. And he's in wellness and he's doing really good and he's maintaining and keeping up. So I don't see him as frequently. I see him now and again. Just like, and that's, you know, why are you getting adjusted if you don't have pain? It's like, why do you brush your teeth when you don't have cavities? Same reason. Cool. So he came in and I said, what is one health goal I can help you meet over the next 6 months to a year? And he said, well, you know, I have RA, which is rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune. And he said, I've been on this medication and it really has been doing well for the last couple of years. But he said more recently, kind of like the doctor had said, I was going to get to a point that maybe it just stopped working as well. And he said, I've been really active recently. And so I just feel like my joints and my hands are hurting more. And I said, okay. He said, so if you have any advice on like what I could do for that. And I was like, all right. So he's a wonderful man. I said, I want you to cut out gluten and I want you to quit eating sugar. And he goes, his direct response was, ugh. It was like this sigh of frustration. And I said, you thought I was going to recommend you take some sort of supplement, weren't you? And he goes, would have been a lot easier. And I said, I know. And I could say, hey, curcumin's going to help with the inflammation, omegas, magnesium, right? Like all the things that are anti-inflammatory. But this isn't like systemic inflammation problem. This is an immune system problem. And so when you physically look at like, what, right? I'm not treating the autoimmune, but especially when you look at how your gut health can affect rheumatoid arthritis. So there has been quite a few studies and data points showing that there's a link between the gut microbiome and rheumatoid arthritis. And again, this isn't just necessarily like, oh, this chiropractor's thinking my gut's going to help my rheumatoid arthritis. You know, these are actually published research studies when you look at specifically the microbiome and the health of your GI system overall. And so, and one of the reasons why, and we talk about it quite a bit, is that a lot of your immune system lies within your GI tract. So, like for example, they actually looked at patients who are on methotrexate. They had more favorable response to it when they were found to have gut microbes that metabolize the medication at a slower pace, right? When you look at leaky gut, I thought this was kind of interesting. Let me see if I can find the study. They talked about leaky gut. And so Mediterranean style diet, they found helps with prioritizing fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, whole grains, healthy fat, and fish. Obviously, that's anti-inflammatory, but it helps support the balance of healthy gut bacteria, which may help moderate autoimmune conditions like RA that was recently published in Frontiers in Nutrition. Another one, which is a more Mediterranean style diet. Again, it's like fermentable foods, yogurts, miso, enzyme rich foods like papaya, pineapple, green tea, turmeric, plus an even bigger emphasis on healthy fats, fatty fish, avocados, nuts, sesame. It also excludes glutens, nightshades, salts, combining meat with grains, right? So it's a little bit different. RA patients who followed the diet for 2 weeks reported a 50% reduction in pain and swelling. This was a study that was actually published in Contemporary Clinical Trials Communications, right? So limiting ultra-processed foods. So when we say gluten, most of the time packaged snacks, energy bars, candies, instant soup, frozen meals have a greater level of to harm gut bacteria and increase inflammation and a weaker gut lining. So I'm not going to go into all of that necessarily in the first one, but like your GI system, what are two things that wreak the biggest havoc on gut, right? Gluten, sugar, dairy, So when you look at that, you're like, hey, cut out gluten. And he's like, yeah. And then too, when you look at even just like the patency of your gut, anytime I have a patient who has an autoimmune, the first thing that we typically look at is the GI tract. And that's not necessarily a supplement that's going to heal it. But when you're continually taking, it doesn't mean we don't take some supplements to help the healing process, but there has to be other things that are alongside of it. Same thing, sugar. When you look at just generalized systemic inflammation, you, and this is kind of what I had told him, is that, you know, if you've had a diagnosis previously, and like say you had cancer and you got rid of cancer, like I would still live my life like I was trying to fight cancer, even though it maybe wasn't specifically active at that time. And so when you talk about more cause, like I could have said like, hey, just take an anti-inflammatory, or hey, ask your doctor to increase your medication, or, you know, how about you take this natural anti-inflammatory? But you're like, there's a cause, right? And so if we can more moderate, and I can speak more specifically to this as well, because at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we now have multiple patients who are what's considered clinical remission. It means they're on no medications for those rheumatoid arthritis. Once you've been diagnosed with RA, rheumatoid arthritis, they're not going to say you don't have it anymore. What they say is you're in clinical remission. And the part about that that I think is wonderful is now I have several patients who are in clinical remission, not taking any medication. And it's because we looked at more root causation. And so oftentimes in society, people are looking for the next shiny thing or the supplement, right? Like beetroot powder was forever. And now it's the like Nutrafol is like the new thing, or there's like something else that someone saw on a commercial on TV. I'm like, if they're paying for TV marketing, they are for certain putting more money into marketing than they are research and development or product and product quality control. Are they NSF or GMP certified? And they're like, well, we took that money and spent it on a commercial that you could watch in between Survivor and whatever, you know, like that's what they're looking at. And so anytime they're like, I saw on TV, I'm like, well, I already hate it, but let me look at it. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy when it actually comes down to it, but those are ones, but there's still a root cause. So even just conversations like that for a patient who's been part of the office for the last, you know, decade now at this point, we can really kind of figure out and direct more like what are some causes. And although we don't treat that disease process, it more is in the scope of my practice to be like, hi, let's look at cellular systems, toxicity, detox. Like, let's look at the entire body as a whole, because inevitably that's where we work on getting more to the root cause, cause over condition. That condition usually has something underlying that caused it. But if you don't have a doctor that's specifically looking for that, that's where the average person is so incredibly frustrated. So if you want a little bit more information, don't hesitate to reach out. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Getting to the root cause over condition, we'll talk more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or check out our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, I will say that more often than not, sometimes people get nervous when they have to fill out that paperwork that they say, hey, what about if I don't have a lot of pain? And you say, that's okay. Say, okay, not a big deal. Because, but you still have to fill out the paperwork. Like I have a referral that's coming to me who's had quite a bit of GI issues. And, you know, it's functional medicine. We work on some stool tests in the office. And so she was like, but I don't have pain. Like, it's not back pain. I'm like, I know you, I mean, you still have to fill out the paperwork though. So, that's one of those aspects where you're like, okay, what do I, you know, it just, it allows me to sit down and kind of get more, because you might not think that, you know, your, let's say, chronic ear infections growing up as a kid has any relevance at all to what you're doing at our office. And you're like, oh yeah, but antibiotics, against bio is life, right? Like, it kills all life. That's what antibiotic is. And when you're on them more chronically, but then too, right? Like, if you really want to, today's show, if you're just tuning in, is cause over condition. Now let's talk about that. And that leads me very much into like chronic ear infections as a kid. You might say, I had chronic ear infections as a kid and I was on tons of antibiotics. And you're like, yep. But I had, there is, and I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but I had I've shared it quite a bit with chronic otitis media and food sensitivities, right? Like when someone comes in and they say, hey, yes, adjustments help quite a bit, right? Because it helps open up the eustachian tube to help them drain, because the orientation of eustachian tubes in pediatrics, it sits a little bit differently, right? And so it helps it drain and all the things. Well, what's very interesting is that that's one of the reasons why a lot of more natural, holistic, functional practitioners will have someone with chronic ear infections and they'll say, cut out gluten, cut out dairy. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yep. Yep, absolutely. I'll never forget, I had a patient and her son was not a patient, I don't believe. He was young, like 6 or 7, and had some attention problems and behavioral issues and chronic ear infections. And I said, why don't you just cut out gluten and dyes? Just cut out gluten and dyes. See what happens. And she said, I can't, because we use the slushies at gas stations for like rewards. So I could never take that away from him. And I was like, you know, it just, it's one of those ones where you're like, man, I know, hey, raising kids is hard. And it, you know, especially too, if that's one of those, but you got to figure out a different system, you know? So the more that we can, go through that, it allows us to see a little bit better. So, but again, there is a root cause of the problem. There's a cause of that. And so, that's just one of those things that I want to share. Another one that I had, I've chatted with someone recently about, and it always gets a little bit of awe when I say it, and I don't mean it that way, but when I tell people in general that I think that prostate cancer is the most dangerous cancer, and people say, well, why? Right? Because traditionally prostate cancer, when found, is typically found earlier. And when it's found, even if it's found a little bit later, there's still not a lot of intervention that goes with it. So let me give you an example. Your PSA goes up, they go in, they biopsy it, they say, hey, you have prostate cancer, we're going to remove your prostate. They remove the prostate. They say, hey, your PSA levels went down, let's watch your PSA. Now, if it is something that has had a bit more metastasis, it's a little bit further advanced, they might do a radiation seed. And that is a seed that they full of radiation that they typically put where the prostate is, and it radiates all the tissue around to rid of the remaining cancer cells. They rarely end up doing systemic chemotherapy when it's just prostate cancer. But here is the kicker, cause over condition. What caused that cancer? Right? It typically has to have a specific environment for that cancer to grow. So for example, cancer hates oxygen, right? Cancer loves sugar. That's why we know a PET scan is actually radioactive glucose. So we have all of these things that we know. But the problem is that when we take that prostate out and we say, hey, let's, the only thing you have to do is just check your PSA, you're still leaving the environment that the cancer grew. It just grew in the prostate versus other places. And so same thing, you take out, oh gosh, I've got skin cancer. And you chunk out that big chunk of skin cancer. And you're like, what are you changing? And you're like, nothing. Why? I'm just putting on sunscreen now. And you're like, there's a reason why that cancer was growing. Cancer is an abnormal cell. And if you're not changing the environment in which the abnormal cell thrives, then that cancer is just going to come elsewhere. Which is why I will tell you, I truly believe in my hearts of hearts, although mortality rate is very low for prostate cancer, because people don't acknowledge that they have a systemic cellular problem. They live the same life that got them that cancer to begin with. And then inevitably, when they find that cancer next, it's metastasized, right? It's metastasized to the bowel, it's metastasized to the pancreas, it's metastasized to the bones. And so we've got all of these other places that that cancer then moves and grows, and it's a secondary spot. Typically, when you find that secondary spot, it's very far hard to treat because it's very far advanced. And that is why I believe prostate cancer is the most dangerous cancer. And you can agree or disagree, and that's fine, because that is truly my opinion. There's no research behind that. But when you look at cause over condition, if you don't change the environment, that cancer is going to grow elsewhere. And it's going to go more rapid, fast, and by the time you find it, it will end up being deadly. And so that's inevitably one where you're like, you have to change the environment. What's the cause of that cancer? And it's not just like, oh, bad luck. You know, that's not the biology behind cancer. That's not how cancer cells inevitably work. And so another aspect, so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. We're talking about cause over condition. I had a conversation more recently with a acquaintance of mine who was talking about how she had this very, very bad sciatic pain. And the sciatic pain would come and go, but she has SI joint pain. So if you've ever experienced that, it's like where your lower back, you know, you've got like your lower back and then you have your tailbone, kind of your butt bone. Halfway between there, you'll feel kind of those ridges. Your sacrum is a triangle bone. So if you were to make like a triangle with your fingers behind your back to where the point of that triangle is down, that's like your sacrum. Your ilium is where you put your hands on your hips. So sacroiliac joint, also known as your SI joint. That is one that very much takes the brunt of when you are walking. So if that is shifted and rotated, you'll find that taking just a step when your heel hits, it'll kind of feel like a sharp knife or jab in your back. Or it'll make it so you can't like bend forward, because that's part of the bending motion there. That's your SI joint. So she was like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. I said, absolutely, shoot. Now she's had a couple babies, you know, and that always shifts and changes that. I find out that she does have a curvature in her spine, but she's like, I'm doing PT. I've seen my chiropractor, but it's just not working. And I was like, well, it's probably like a lower lumbar and sacrum problem. I said, what does a non-weight bearing x-ray look like? And she's like, I'm not sure. We've only done them standing. I said, okay, well, that's one thing to look at. What about your cervical spine? And she said, well, this is my lower back. And I said, well, it's all kind of connected. So the muscles at the lower part of your neck attach on to your lower back, you know? And so I said, I think that PT is wonderful. I bet you they're probably working on psoas stretch and maybe eStim for overfiring glutes, and all of those things are great, but it sounds like it's likely more of a structure related issue. So she's wearing this kind of like an SI joint belt to try to squeeze it together to get that relief. And I'm like, how is that working? And she said, well, it's not, but I feel like at least if it's there, maybe I remember it. She recently got an injection several weeks ago, not helping. And I'm like, because, you know, the cause of that pain is not a lack of steroids. Those corticosteroids are inevitably designed to try to decrease inflammation, right? But it's not the cause. You know, and I think that's when you're like, something's causing that inflammation. It's not a lack of steroids. Just like when you say, hey, I have, oh, these are just my normal headaches. And I'm always like, anytime I'm in a consult with a patient and they're like, I notice on your paperwork that you worked on headaches. And they're like, yeah, it's just my normal headache. And I'm like, stop. Let's go back to that. There is no such thing as a normal headache. Sometimes they become chronic enough that they are your normal, but pain is common. It is not normal. Anytime you have that, your body's trying to tell you. And so, you know, the condition can often be like chronic migraines or tension headaches. Oh, yeah, I had a guy who came in. He's like, yes, I have a headache all the time now, and I'm pretty sure it's coming from my neck. And we're like, yes, because more often than not, if there is subluxation or misalignment of that very top vertebra, C1 and C2, those are all the nerves that go back up into your head, right? So think about, if I compress the nerves in your lower back, that causes lower back pain. Those nerves can also radiate down the leg, causing sciatic pain. That's one where typically the allopathic model will say, hey, if you have sciatic, here's what we're going to do. Go to PT. And PT is great for muscle and ligament, but this is a sciatic nerve problem, right? Or it's like, here's an anti-inflammatory, here's a steroid, here's all these things. But there are, gosh, there's so many health consequences that come with even short-term steroid use. That may be a good thing for me to put up in the office here more recently. But you know, you can do that, but if there's still pressure on the nerve, you're still going to have back, lower back pain and sciatic problems. If you still have forward head posture, subluxation or misalignment of C1 and C2, the nerves that go back up into your head, you're still going to have chronic migraines and tension headaches, right? Like that, it's likely due to a nerve-related issue. And there could be other things where people say, hey, well, mine's only when I get my, you know, I start my menstrual cycle. And you can say, that's fine. But why is it that you have, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of other women who go through that same hormonal normal, let's revisit that, normal 28-day cycle, the normal cycle, but they don't have those migraine headaches? And you're like, well, because probably something else is underlying. They might have underlying hormonal balances, imbalances. So, you know, when you just look that there is a root cause of that problem, cause over condition. You know, we talked about another really great one, which I thought was heartburn, right? Oh, I have heartburn. Why do you have heartburn? Well, it's when I eat spicy foods. Well, why is it that other people can eat spicy foods and they don't have that same thing? You know, and sometimes that can be from low stomach acid, not high. Your stomach acid is low, so your body innately says, I'm really smart and I'm going to dump extra acid in there. And our little heads were like, oh, that acid hurts. I should do an antacid. And then we do the antacid and the body's like, you dummy, I was trying to fix the cause of the problem. You know, and that's why people live on, omeprazole or Tums or these antacids. You know, that heartburn could be from poor diet. It could be from a hiatal hernia. It could be from vagal nerve dysfunction, right? And so especially with like what we do with our chiropractic care in terms of like C1 and C2, that's very much, you know, the type of corrective chiropractic very much supports vagal nerve, so especially too, like they actually looked at a specific upper cervical adjustment that found can lower blood pressure better than two medications combined, HCTC and lisinopril. And so you're like, why? And you're like, well, it could be from nervous system. It could be from stress management. It could be from poor nutrition, right? You're doing the cheesy gordita crunch for a fifth meal. That's always my go-to for bad food choices because that was such a bad food choice I did in college. You know, here's another cause over condition. Eczema, acne, psoriasis. You know, I see that acne and we're like, oh, it's hormonal. But then a lot of that is related to guts, liver congestion, gut dysbiosis, food sensitivities. You know, so if you're not looking like eczema, people are like, oh, what topical thing? And our topical steroid, right? Like just our society allopathically loves throwing steroids at things. And you're like, put a steroid on it. It's inflamed. And you're like, why? Why is it inflamed? There is inevitably a root cause to that condition. And so what I find, and it's just maddening, and I know that people are maddened by it too, because it's so frustrating to feel like you're caught in this loop where all you're doing is just chasing the symptoms that lead to conditions. And if it doesn't fall into that condition, we don't know how to fix it in our society. And you're like, has anyone looked at cellularly what's going on? Like the root cause? And that's inevitably always going to be what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So if you're, or you know someone who inevitably wants to look at root cause of, albeit, you know, sciatic, headaches, skin issues, GI, like that's what we're here for at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can give us a call if you have more questions. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.